So the Seder Mishpatim, again, talks about the most seminal moment in the history of the Jewish people, that the Jewish people said, Na'aseh v'nishma, that the Jewish people, when they were going to receive the Torah, they said, we'll do it even before we know what's in it. This type of this level of devotion. And it says, as a result, they had two crowns, one for Na'aseh, one for Nishma. And Moshe Rabbeinu went down twice, up and down twice to Har Sinai. Why? Because the first time he thought he was the only one that was going to receiving the law, but yet the people said, no, we want to also, so therefore he had to go down, and they had to do additional hachanos. But it said that the Jewish people, they saw Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it says, Vayiru Eis Elohei Yisrael, V'sachas Raglav Kamase Liv Nasa Sapir, V'chetzam Hashemayim L'Toar, that Rebbein Sham saw, was seen, rather, by the Jewish people. But then, at that moment, it says, V'alatile b'nei Yisrael lo shalach yado, V'yechazu es Elohim v'yochlu v'yishtu. It says that the great people among the Jewish people, it says they God didn't stretch forth his hand, so he didn't kill them. It says they looked at God, and it says, and they ate and they drank. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's like a television show. They're watching a TV, munching on a tuna fish sandwich. I mean, what does that mean? Nachos, whatever they. But it means that the Jewish people, when they beheld God, unlike Yaakov Avinu, who when he saw Yosef for the first time, he said Shema, and he gave back. He showed a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says here, these great people, they didn't do that. Instead, they were internalizing the ecstasy, the feeling internally, rather than devoting themselves and using that to go higher and higher. And at this moment, that's when people were to be killed. And later on, when were they killed? When the two sons of Aaron were nifter with the dedication of the Mishkan. But again, this ending of the Sedra, where again they saw what Umari Kvoda Noika Esha Chalas Broshor in Israel. In other words, they saw God in many different appearances. As a scholar, as a teacher, as a man of war, as here it says, as a consuming fire, and that depends on how we want to look at God. God is all those things. He's infinite. He could be anything. But it's how do we look at it? In other words, do we look at God as a sustaining fire, an inspiring fire, or do we look at God, chas v'chalila, as a consuming fire? And it was this idea, this incorrect approach, that caused the people eventually to make the golden calf and to have to require their atonement. And because it says, Vayavo Moshe b'sochanan, Vayalohor, Vayim Moshe b'hor abim yom yirvan loyla, and that's the Jewish people said, it's like Moshe Rabbeinu, he went into to a volcano. Who's going to be able to live from a volcano? But they don't realize that it's not the fire that of God that burns. The fire of God is what sustains. And we have to remember that and realize that and internalize that all the days of our life.